Boy, what a scare, sir. Me no know how we are going to manage.
Yes, love, and I can't even blame the government.
So it's who for fault?
Me tired if you tell you, so you feel listen to the news. You know, sister, we get way below the normal rainfall in May. Good as all climate change cause that.
All right, fine. But what I want to know, you see, is what we're going to do. So even if we don't get much next year, we will still have water.
Make it so backward, mom. My brothers. No, sir. Anyway, the end of the sea will be storing some wells across the island.
And me backward. Me backward. What kind of well? I'm a granny me here talk about them things, you see?
Relax, Hillary. Enough water underground. So if we harvest it, then we won't have to worry about no extended dry period.
Serious thing?
Yeah, man, it can't work.
You live your learning. So, when this I go start? Because as me tell you, a water me a defend.
Second down, moms. Them I go start the thing next year.
Them better.
The cumulative rainfall recorded for the island is 4% below the target. This has resulted in an extended dry spell.
I think it's important that we understand that there are certain fundamental things that we are working on to ensure that we can mitigate against this risk, which seems to be happening every year.
National Water Commission Vice President of Operations Mark Blair.
The greatest storage of water is under the ground. That is where most of the water is.
President of Jamaica Wells, James Simpson. And so, the next obvious move is to tap into these underwater reserves. To this end, the National Water Commission, NWC, will be restoring several underground wells in the corporate area. This is part of efforts to alleviate water shortages on the island.
Projections is worse than we expect, so we have to have mitigating measures and contingency plans to deal with the lack of rainfall, and the best solution in our mind is to go to the groundwater.
Some of the existing wells being considered for restoration are located at Jamaica House, King's House, Devon House, and in the downtown Kingston area. But what about the treatment of the underground water? Well, we know there are aquifers that act as a filter for underground water, but there is a strong possibility that bacteria and nitrate would be present in these waters. Nitrates are essential plant nutrients, excess amounts of which can cause significant water quality problems. But don't worry about that too much. The NWC also has that covered.
And we do intend to look to develop a model that we can put in a denitrification plant that we could access about another 15 million gallons per day of water that is underground at great volume. So we have a model in place at a particular location where there's a denitrification plant down in Crossroads, which we will start to produce water in the next couple of days.
But is this well restoration initiative viable?
Of course, because, you know, millions of gallons of water is down there. And a matter of fact, it will eventually, in years to come, will be probably only option.
President of privately owned well company Jamaica Wells, James Simpson. The well restoration program is set to get underway in 2015.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We are appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.